a long time ago, like in the 40s and 30s, subjective art forms were more connected. Like, you had people like Salvador Dali or Picasso, they would paint, they would write, they would compose. I mean, okay, they're most famous for their paintings. But like, Picasso wrote his little manifestos, so did Salvador Dali, and other painters as well would do writing. And you'd have, you know, when I read some history on some of these people, they would go to little cafes, you know, hundreds of years ago, 100 years ago, and there'd be poets meeting there, and artists and some musicians, and it would be a kind of collaboration between various people. So to be creative, you have to surround yourself by people who are creative, regardless if they make music or drawing, or photography, or graffiti, or poetry, or literature, what have you. Any subjective art form where there isn't a definitive right answer. It's just an expression of a feeling, of an emotion.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. yourselves.
I said it straight up, you know.
Studio. Don't bring it Everybody thinks that it means too much, and nobody's coming undone. Everybody here's afraid of fun, and nobody's getting any play. It's the saddest night out in the USA, and nobody's falling in love. Everybody here, I need to shove, and nobody's getting any touch. Everybody thinks that it means too much, and nobody's coming undone. Everybody here is afraid of fun, and nobody's getting any play. It's the saddest night out in the USA.
Confusion. Illusion. Revision. Peace. Thank you.